The concept of Mechiras Chametz is already found, albeit on a smaller scale, in the Tosefta. In the Mesechta we're learning in Sachim in Beis Vav, the Tosefta describes that Yisrael v'nachri habayim b'svina, a Jew and non-Jew are traveling together, and all of a sudden the Jew realizes that Pesach is coming and he possesses Chametz. The Tosefta says very simply, he can gift or he can sell the Chametz to that non-Jew. And by doing so, of course, you're going to avoid Bal Yira and Bal Yematzeh. So yes, no doubt, there is an institution of a Mechiras Chametz. Rabbi Yerucham writes, and hey, ubilvad shelo yarin, but make sure that this is not something that's subject to a legal ploy, a fiction, a harama. The Ritva writes, in the Sigyam Sachem of Chafalef, it means it shouldn't be done regularly. It should only be done under unusual circumstance. But our practice is year in and year out to have a Mechiras Chametz. There are many sugyas and shas that deal with the notion of a harama. You have a problem, and somehow one can skirt the problem, engaging in a certain pretense, and maybe what is considered to be a legal fiction. The Gemara describes, Beit Sadaf Yer Aleph, that Rav Abba Barava, having marim v'gola, ma'arim umalach garma garma, he used to engage in a harama when it came to salting meats. The difficulty was the following. Shchita, of course, is meleches socho nefesh. It's mutter anyantif. Imagine you slaughter an animal, and now you have a large amount of meat before you. How much of that are you going to use when it comes to yantif? But if you don't preserve it, it is all going to decay. It will rot. Ravada Baraba took a piece of meat. He salted it under the pretense of using it for yantif. And all of a sudden, he looked at it, changed his mind, and said, you know what? I'm not going to use this piece. I'll use that piece. Salted the second piece. Salted the third piece. The Gemara says that that was his practice. Ma'arim umolach garma garma. That's a case of a harama. When you look at the Sugyan Beitza later in Daf Chav Zayin, there the Braisa describes, O silva espino shenafulabor. You have an animal, the mother, and it's Vlad that falls into a pit. If this was chol, I would hoist both of them out. You know what the difficulty is? You're not allowed to do the nyantif. That's called being mishtamesh v'bal chai. But you're allowed to do it under the purpose of shchita, melech esoch nefesh. But you know what? It's osa v'espino. I can't shecht both on the same day. I'll hoist animal one up under the pretense of doing it for the purpose of shchita. I'll look at that animal, I'll change my mind and say, you know what, not this animal, but that animal. And then you'll rescue the second animal out of the boar. Again, a case of harama, the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, Shabbos Kuflametes, similar cases. So there are cases in Shas, no doubt, that one could engage in such a practice in order to skirt, to avoid innocence. But if you'll ask me, what is the tzad shava shabahem, the commonality of all these cases? All the ones that I mentioned, the Beit Seir Aleph, and later in Daf Chav Zayin, Shabbos Kuflametes, they're all Isurei Drabanan. They're all Isurei Drabanan. And Nisir Drabanan, sometimes you can rely on a harama, sometimes only a Talmid Chacham, Tzrimei Rabanan, sometimes everyone. Now, that's again what the Mordechai writes in Tafresh Nun Vav, that you have to be careful when it comes to the application of harama. And this is the basis of the incredible Chiddush of Tvua Shor in our Sugyam Sachem Adav Chav Aleph, where the Tvua Shor writes that, you know what? When you're dealing with an Isser Derabanan, then you can engage in a Mechiras Chametz, because that also is a form of Aharama. You're doing so in order to skirt Isuri Daraisa, and this should only be something you rely on when it comes to that which is Derabanan, but not if you're really dealing with an absolute Isser Daraisa. And it's not simple to argue, as we learned, Psachim Daftalit Midaraisa, Bitul Ba'amasagi, so our problem is only one which is Darabanan, because Shulchan Aruch Rav writes explicitly, you're Mevatel the Chametz that you're including in the Mechira. A person will seize that Chametz, you're going to say that, no, that's not yours, that's the Chametz that I sold to the guy. That was not my mindset to include that necessarily in the Bitul. So therefore, a chumrah that some have, based on Tvua Shor, when you deal with chametz gamur, when there's real bayar and baymatzeh, not to rely on the harama of mechiras chametz. So I'd urge you to take a look at the chibur of the mesivas, the Makor Chaim, Tav Memches, where in the chidushim and at length in the biurim, The Nesivus writes he doesn't think that that's true. Because when you're talking about a case of a harama, aren't there two different types of harama? Sometimes I would phrase it as follows. Sometimes a harama addresses the what question, and sometimes it addresses not the what question, but the why question. The why question. When it comes to all those cases in the Gemara, what was Rav Adda Rava doing? You know what the answer is he was salting meats in order to preserve the meat. That's what he was doing. But somehow that he simply stated that, oh no, this was being done for the purpose of Ochan Nefesh. When I went ahead and I hoisted those animals out of the boar, I was doing it because these animals were languishing in the boar. But I couched it as though I'm doing so for the purpose of Ochan Nefesh. Is that comparable to a case of Mechira? In those cases, the Nesivus writes, the person really is violating the Isser. That is only possible when it comes to Dinim D'Rabbanan. Maybe simply in that Sorech, the Din D'Rabbanan doesn't apply, but be careful about the perception. That is not allowed at all when you're dealing with the Din D'Araisa. But what about when it comes, for example, like a Mechiras Chametz? You know, we're going to make Kinyan after Kinyan after Kinyan with the guy to make certain that the Chametz absolutely positively belongs to the guy. That this is not a Haram in any shape or form. The chametz is his. He can do whatever he wants with it. Mafkir, makdish, makne. He can do whatever he wants with that chametz. Why is it considered to be somewhat of a harama? Because I'll honestly ask you, why this morning, a couple hours before the Zman Isser, are you selling this chametz to the guy? You know what the answer is? I'm doing so in order to avoid Bayar Mamatzeh. That's not the what question. The mechira is an absolute bona fide mechira. The why question, why am I selling it to the guy? That is a type of harama. That the Nesivus writes is mutter, even when it comes to Yisurei Darais as well. That will be allowed when it comes to Chametz Gomor, an absolute Bayram Baymatzeh. The Mechira is a 100% bona fide Mechira. Any element of harama is just simply, why am I doing so? But it doesn't impact on the institution of what I am doing. What am I doing? The sale is an absolute bona fide sin. So before I get Aloch Lamaisa, just one more Shakal Vitari. There's a Mishnah in Perek Dalet of Ma'aser Sheni. You know, a person goes ahead and he wants to be poda Ma'aser Sheni. You know what? When you go ahead and you're poda your Ma'aser Sheni, if it's your Ma'aser Sheni that you're being poda, you have to add a chomesh, a tosefes chomesh. We call that a quarter, 25%, milabar. If this is not yours and you're being poda, you don't have to add a chomesh. You can be poda, right? 100 cents on the dollar. Oh, so what about the following? You know, I know if I'm poda by Ma'aser Sheni, I'm going to have to add another 25%. So you know what I want to do? I'm going to be makna the Ma'aser Sheni to you, or I'll be makna the money to you, and we'll see to it that, you know what, that I am not being poda my Ma'aser Sheni. And therefore I can engage in that practice to avoid a tosefes chomesh. So the Mishnah says that, yes, that is absolutely true. That is absolutely true. I would tell you the Nesivus writes, isn't that a raya? That's the why question. Why I'm being makna the most? Why I'm being makna the Ma'aser Sheni? Oh, that might be a little bit of a harama to avoid the tosefes chomesh. But that which I'm doing is an absolute bona fide kinyan. So the chora on its face, that would be a raya to what the Nesivus writes. The Nesivus writes the problem. Take a look in the Yerushalmi. In Perek Dalet of Ma'aser Sheni, Yerushalmi is explicit. This is uniquely true when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni. Because Ksiv Be'Bracha, a special bracha of Ma'aser Sheni to allow pidyon without the Tosefes Chomesh. So that's the kash that Nesivus raises. Why not just simply argue this should work even Midaraisa? Because this is not a real harama. The kinyan is an absolute kinyan. I'm going to make sure the Ma'aser Sheni absolutely positively belongs to him, and he is going to be poda that Ma'aser Sheni beli Tosefes Chomesh. So the Nesivus writes a beautiful answer. That pidyon al yedei chomesh is a mitzvah. At the end of the day, you're engaging in this ploy, you're failing to fulfill a mitzvah. That, Yerushalmi writes, is a chiddush when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni. But if you're engaging in such a practice to avoid isurim, bayram baymatzeh, and you avoid the iser, that really is not a harama at all, and therefore this would work even when it comes to absolute chametz. And that is the general, I would say, the general practice. Yesh machmirim, like the Tvu Ashor, only to rely on a mechira when it comes to chametz, which is not chametz gomer, subject to bal yomar atzei midaraisa, but the practice that Nesivos writes to rely on the mechira even in such cases as well. I'll tell you to take a look in Taf Mem Ches, that beautiful shakel v'tari of the Nesivos in Makor Chai. So in the yeshiva, I would tell you the following, that we are going to be engaging in a mechiras yud gimel, which means the mechira to the goy and the leasing of all of the areas that we're not using during Pesach is going to take place before the Zman Bedika. So that will be on April 3rd, Tuesday evening, before Shkia. That's when the mechira indeed will be done. For all of you who are selling then the chametz through me, it means any chametz that you have is going to be sold to the goy at that particular time. So therefore, don't utilize any of that chametz afterwards, after already that time, before Shkia on April 3rd. And any chametz that you acquire after that time, you know, you're hungry that night, you're going to go out and get some chametz and pizza, that is not included in the mechira at all. So bear in mind that that indeed is true. Before you leave the dorms, I want you to clean everything out thoroughly. Place the chametz in specific areas. The sheets will be here tomorrow, an inventory list of all the chametz that you have, its approximate value, and where it's located. The mechira is not limited to only those things that you enumerate. We'll put in language that will cover even other chametz as well, but I want you to take it very, very seriously. Know the chametz that you have, where it's located, what its value is. There will be three parts to the sheet, right? One will be enumerating all the chametz that you have as the inventory. The second will be, we're going to lease to the guy any right that you have to the rooms that you are living in. So therefore, I will sell the chametz in your behalf, and I will lease to the guy all of those areas that will all be chal before Shkia and that time. And the bottom of the form you'll see is a shortened shtar mechira, the name of the guy who will be possessing your chametz, the name of the guy who will be owning the chametz, and his rights to be able to access, and that will be the third part of the form. So fill out in pen, not in pencil, in pen, right, all three parts, and then you'll come to me, we'll make a kinyan, that's empowering me to go ahead and to sell and lease on your behalf. So the shtaros will be available, right, tomorrow morning, immediately after davening, and Tuesday and Wednesday throughout the day, that we can engage in the mechiras chametz. Take it seriously. Realize that we're learning Maseches Pesachim. Now we understand the Chomer Haveru, Rabbi Matzeh, the Chovas Tashbisu that indeed we have. Take it as seriously as you can. Enumerate the chametz, its value, and we'll see to it that Bezras Hashem, that it is transferred to the guy in the appropriate fashion.